This is the Lord's Day. In Revelation 1:10, the Apostle John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. In Acts 20:7, the Apostle Paul said, and upon the first day of the week, when we were gathered together to break bread. The first day of the week and the Lord's Day are synonymous. In his first apology, Justin Martyr, who was born in 100 AD and died in 165 AD, referred to the first day of the week, saying, But Sunday is the day on which we all hold our common assembly, because it is the first day on which God, having wrought a change in the darkness and matter, made the world. And Jesus Christ, our Savior, on the same day rose from the dead. Historically, Christians have been assembling on Sunday, the first day of the week, the Lord's Day. During the time of David and the children of Israel would make their journey to the great festivals, they would sing psalms as they ascended to Jerusalem. The psalms are recorded in the book of Psalms, numbering 120 through 134, all under 9 verses, save one, that's 132, has 18. Among these psalms is Psalm 122, entitled, Let Us Go to the House of the Lord. A song of ascents of David. This psalm depicts the attitude of this great king as he proceeded to the house of Jehovah, saying, I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go unto the house of Jehovah. Here's the question. What is your attitude towards the Lord's Day, the first day of the week, when saints were gathered together to break bread? On Sunday, when the whole church be assembled together, for edifications in 1 Corinthians 14:23, in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth, 1 Timothy 3:15. Do you approach this day with the enthusiasm of David, saying, I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go unto the house of Jehovah? It's your choice.